Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. One of the little perks one has if one is a food guy is one gets to go over to the other food guy's house, in this case, Greg, and he might just put something on your plate. And he says, a little bit of cake. And the next thing you know, you're looking up and saying, get any more of that cake. That's a teeny slice. That was so delicious. It was so buttery. What was that?
That was Gâteau Breton.
That was the Gâteau Breton.
It's a butter cake. It's a butter cake from Brittany, you know, in the northwest corner of France.
Yeah, Breton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brittany is well known for its butter.
Yes.
And its cream.
Well known.
And other stuff.
Many other things. But but I'll tell you, they're, from my estimation, they're now well known for something called Gâteau Breton.
Well, it's such a simple cake. It's a small cake. It's
simple,
like
8 inches
in diameter and an inch thick or something.
When Greg says something like
that.
Is simple.
But it's got only, four major ingredients in it. It's got flour, it's got butter, it's got sugar, and it's got egg yolks.
That's four.
And then I add a little bit of vanilla.
Oh, there's five.
Yeah, so that's five.
Okay. So is there any special kind of flour? I mean, what
No, just all-purpose flour.
Just all-purpose flour.
You could use unbleached or bleached.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How does it get so good?
Okay, here's the first time I had it, and I can't believe how many years have elapsed in my life without my having tasted Gâteau Breton until very recently, but it was at a restaurant in California, and Dorothy and I had just finished our lunch, and I was looking around at tables, and I saw a table that had two slices of this golden cake.
Golden.
And there was one man sitting there, but he had two slices of, you know, two separate plates. And so I asked the waiter what this was, and he told me it was Gâteau Breton. It was a Brittany butter cake. So I ordered one slice, which Dorothy and I had. And it was an absolute miracle. It had a slightly chewy texture, but what hits you, you remember the chewy texture?
Yeah.
Very slight. Yeah. And what hits you, though, is butter.
Oh, yeah. That's
and you have to have a really good quality butter. And so I started checking up on it, and I found recipes that told you how to make it by hand, told you how to make it with an electric mixer, told you how to make it in the food processor. Well, I jumped immediately to the food processor because it took less than a minute to make in the food processor. Mm. And what you do is you put the flour, and you don't even have to have any salt in here if you don't want any. If you want, I would put a pinch of salt. Put your flour into the work bowl of the processor. Cut your butter up. And this is an amazing amount of butter. For 9 ounces of flour, you use 8 ounces of butter.
Oh, and the plot thickens.
And then you just process it until the butter is chopped up into smaller pieces. And then you add
when
the sugar.
Would that be?
You add sugar, about 3/4 of a cup of sugar.
3/4 of a cup.
Yeah, and just pulse that in. And then you add 5 egg yolks.
Five egg yolks.
And then you pulse that in until it all gathers into a dough.
Ba-dum,
and then you pat this dough into an 8-inch round buttered cake pan. What I do is I also put a round of parchment in the bottom.
That's probably a good idea.
You don't need to butter the parchment because there's so much butter in the cake itself.
And then
you pat it out. You pat it out level, and then you take a fork and you kind of score the top with the fork. Give it a cross-hatched pattern.
I see.
And then you have another egg yolk.
Oh, another
that
egg.
You have a small little cup, and you add a teaspoon of cool water, and then you whip that up with the fork until it's nice and mingled.
Yeah, it gets a soft yellow.
Yeah, and then you take a pastry brush, and
nice
then you
brush
it all over the top. Now you're not going to use all of the egg yolk, but you'll use probably most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bake it for about 50 minutes.
Yeah,
at 350 degrees. And
350.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's wonderfully golden and all of that. And then after it's cool, you need to let it cool for a few hours until it is entirely cool and the interior has composed itself.
Mm.
And then you cut small wedges. And the first time I had made this, I served it. There were about six of us, I think, at the table. And so I served modest-sized wedges to each of us. I think I used half the cake for six of us. And then we were just having this wonderful conversation. And as the conversation was going on, somebody would take a knife and cut a little small piece. And then after about another hour and a half of conversation, there was no more cake.
It was all gone. And then it was all gone. And the conversation was gone, too. And everybody said, oh, well, I guess we'll go home now. No more cake.
Thanks,
Greg. Well, you'll be saying the same thing, folks, when you come back next time for
The Food Guys.